Karen Howard says she knew her nephew was in trouble from an early age. As young as 5, he started lashing out, way more than other kids.
By the time he was 10, he was hearing voices.
Howard and her family only want us to use her nephew's first name, which is Eric. She says as Eric's symptoms became increasingly obvious,
people would step back.
Literally, step back.
It was like something came out of a horror story. You can't be with us because we are normal people. You hear voices, therefore you're over here. They didn't understand.
And the people who should understand, school and medical professionals, Howard says they initially brushed over the problem. Eric was diagnosed with ADHD and put on medication, but then he set a garbage can on fire. He wrote a threatening letter to a classmate. He became addicted to drugs. Howard says Eric should have spent those teenage years getting treatment for his mental illness. Instead, he was in and out of the juvenile justice system.
Eric has been in so much pain, in a box in his mind, that he does not know how to communicate. And people don't know how to respond and to communicate to Eric on a level saying, you are okay.
Eric is now 24 years old, and his life is still a mess. He spent half this year in the Multnomah County Jail.
Could Eric actually have been more functional? We don't know because we didn't get those services.
Experts say the early teen years are a critical time for diagnosing and treating mental illness. In fact, half of all serious mental health disorders are diagnosed by age 14. Early intervention is the hallmark of one Oregon program that's produced dramatic results by getting to kids as young as 12. It's called the Early Assessment and Support Alliance, or ESA, and its counselors are winning the praise from Chris Bonneff. He's the director of the Oregon branch of the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
If you look at what results they produced, you have clients served, kids served, who go on to have productive lives. They finish school, they go to college, they get jobs. They do the things that in the past we didn't think were possible.
And Bonneff says it's cost-effective in the long run because it keeps the Erics of the world out of more costly juvenile jails. But as Eric's story shows, not everyone is getting those services. In fact, Bonneff says Eric's experience is far more typical of the way Northwest states deal with mentally ill youth.
Our system is you get in trouble. You get expelled from school. You encounter law enforcement. You become such a disruption that the system has no alternative but to respond.
The statistics bear that out. According to the Oregon Youth Authority, 2/3 of the young people in its system have a serious mental health disorder. 2/3. And that's in line with national figures. The aim of the Oregon-funded Early Intervention Program is to identify and treat young people in the initial stages of psychosis. Tamara Sale directs the ESA office that serves Salem and the surrounding area. She says the traditional approach to early diagnosis often scares people away from further treatment.
Often what happens is somebody will come in, they'll meet with somebody, the first thing they'll hear is, you have schizophrenia, this is a chronic condition, you're going to need to deal with this for the rest of your life. And they never want to come back again.
Sale says ESA takes a different approach. Mental health professionals with the program often go right to the youth's home. They try to develop a relationship with the teen, focus on their strengths. Later, the conversation might turn to how the mental illness is interfering with the kid's ability to do the things they like. Then clinicians develop a personalized treatment plan. Abdullah Al-Masri says this approach was just the thing he needed for his mental illness. Al-Masri's father is from Lebanon, but he was born and raised in Oregon. He agreed to tell me a story at a Middle Eastern restaurant near his home in southwest Portland.
I like the kebabs, the beef kebabs. They serve lasagna, which I don't know why they serve lasagna, but they do.
The kebabs are comfort food for Al-Masri, and he could use some comfort. He says a few years ago in his late teens, he developed intense feelings of paranoia.
I just stayed at home all day long and didn't want to go out, didn't want to socialize with anybody.
Then came the voices in his head. They weren't friendly voices, either.
We're out to get you, we're going to get you, stuff like that. Like, this feeling that somebody's going to be down your neck and just kind of, like, pounding, like, you're not safe, stuff like that. It's really kind of scary and overwhelming.
Al-Masri says a hospital outpatient center hooked him up with ESA this summer. He's met with doctors, counselors, an occupational therapist, visits him in his home, he spends time with other young adults trying to overcome the symptoms of severe mental illness. And he's even had a little fun.
We went bowling a couple weeks ago, and I've been trying to go to groups every week. And I just try to be active with them. And they're a very great group.
But while Issa so far seems to be working for Abdullah, there's a twist to his story. It turns out this is Al-Masri's second bout with psychosis and paranoia. And the first time, around 2 years ago, things got ugly. He showed up at his mother's house one night, feeling desperate.
At the time, I was outside the house, and I was kind of banging on the windows to let me in and talk to her. So she called the police.
Al-Masri says after a brief confrontation, an officer calmed him down and dropped him off at the emergency room.
I did have some symptoms of mental illness, but all they did was really tell me, like, okay, you're depressed, here, have some Prozac, and there you go. So I wasn't really thrilled with them, and it just kind of, like, pushed me away, basically.
So he walked out of the hospital the next morning, 20 years old, with no place to go. Mental health experts say that was a missed opportunity, the kind of moment that should have triggered an early intervention. I'm Chris Lehman reporting.